So hi everyone, welcome back once again. This is another brand new podcast, and today we have someone very special, very talented, as we have already discussed about her in the group. And actually I did my best to bring her on this platform, and it's time for you guys giving me a lot of questions before, and today I will try my best to ask whatever experience, whatever knowledge she has. That's all I'm going to ask right now, right in this podcast. So thank you, Claudia, for coming to our platform. So just give a quick introduction about yourself.
So my name is Claudia Brandstetter. I'm from Lehigh Valley area, Pennsylvania, Bethlehem, Allentown area. And I've been 23 years old, and I've been into fitness and nutrition and exercise for about 8 years now. So I started at the age of 16, and just coming from, you know, a negative like background with a lot of toxicity, I found fitness and health to just dive into that, became my positive outlet. And that is what I want to spread with others and help others with health and nutrition and fitness. So that is my passion. And now I just want to exceed from here and go grow even more.
It's absolutely incredible. Like, you have a very good ambitious to help people. It's absolutely incredible. So the one life experience you want to share with all of us in this platform, like how you started your journey in the field of nutrition. Because we all have some sort of experience in the past when we used to enter into this field, what happens generally? Sometimes we feel unhealthy, some kind of story we had behind ourselves, like some morally not strong, physically not strong, overweight, some health issues. And this is most of the people who we have in our platforms. They started their journey as a nutritionist, as a fitness professional. So is there any story behind your journey, that how you came into this industry? Why you thought that this is something you have to start?
Yeah, so I'll start back to when I was 16. So what kind of drove me to start into the fitness and everything was having that, you know, family that would tell me I looked a certain way or that I was a certain way. And I just wanted to be better. I wanted to be different. So that's when I decided, like, let me dive into fitness. Let me better myself, like, not only physically, but mentally. So as the years went on, I dived more and more into that, and it became such a passion. And that's when I found, you know, fitness, just heavy lifting and powerlifting and bodybuilding, and just the passion of that. And I realized, doing an exercise science major in school, I didn't do that at first. I started off with nursing because my mission was to help others, and nursing definitely, it wasn't the route of what I wanted to do. So that's when I tapped into an exercise science field, and I just graduated with my bachelor's, and just learning more and more about how the body works. And not only that, but like mentally and emotionally, all those aspects. Yes. And that's when I started, like, I want to become a health coach. So last year, during COVID, I finally took the step to around June 2020 to become a health coach. And that's what I do now. And I help others. My mission is just to help others feel the same way, to get them empowered to start on their fitness journey and health, because health is absolutely everything. And you can't go through life without having that health, because then your world around you will be filled with chaos if you don't, you know, work on yourself, you know, and get that health in check and really work on yourself. So that's when my mission is just to completely help others and strive to become better for them and help them to become better as well.
Absolutely incredible. Because when you are fit, when you are healthy, you can able to perform your daily tasks, even in much more better way. It's all about health. Like most of us, like professionals and those who go to the corporate worlds, like somehow they are so indulged in their professional life that they just neglect their health. So it's absolutely incredible that you are in such a great mission to educate people about the health, that how important health is. Actually, we have to appreciate you that you are spreading such incredible information to the people and letting them know that this is something which is very important. No matter how much money you make, if you don't have a good health, what are you going to do with that money? So one story you can share so far in this journey, that one dramatic story which happened with, like, while holding your clients or while training with your friends, one incident you can share, because most of here in the podcast, in this platform, we have a youngster. They want to see themselves as a fitness coach. They want to pursue their career in the field of nutrition and workouts. So any story you can share from your side so they can learn that what is more important?
Yes, so definitely, you know, starting the journey wasn't easy. Like the first time I started out, I was very emotional, like very like combating with this negativity inside me that, you know, would tell me like, you can't do this or that you can't accomplish it. And it was the battle within my mind and within myself that I had to take a step out of that and just keep pushing myself through the bad times and the feelings of that I didn't want to do this. I had to push through that. And I had to, even when I didn't feel like doing that, like going to the gym, working out, eating healthy, or just fueling my mind right, I had to push every single day consistently, no matter what. If you don't feel like showing up, if you don't feel like doing it, you have to push yourself no matter what. And eventually it will become easier and you'll want to become better and it'll just become more of a routine for you. And those habits will build time and time again. Like you have to break a bad habit to and implement a good one in order to keep those good habits building on each other.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. So those of you who are listening, just focus on this, that it's all about consistency. Like you will find a lot of obstacles on your way. Whenever you will start something, you will not feel confident. A lot of external pressure would be on yourself. So as you have heard, Cordelia, that what she has told you, that it's all about that doing your normal works and you will do amazing. So it's all about performing your regular tasks over and over again. So now I will move to the question which I have got from our audience. So the very first questions I would like to ask you, like in terms of nutrition, like everybody say that you have to eat clean, you have to eat vegetables, you have to eat fruits. So what amount of exactly vegetables and foods they have to eat and how they have to eat throughout the day? Can you put a light on that?
Yes. So I think for me, like vegetables is the most important thing. Like you should stick to like greens and really a variety color of like vegetables. And the daily recommended amount would be about 2 to 2.5 cups. But personally, I think that you don't even have to limit yourself to that 2 to 2.5 cups because vegetables are, they're very low calories. They're very nutrient dense. And I would typically say you can have as many vegetables as you want. But on the other hand, fruits, you have to watch because fruits are high in sugar. The most beneficial fruits for you are like berries and things like that. So those are low in sugar. They have a lot of antioxidants. So fruits in that sense, you should keep to about 2 cups a day. So those fruits, you got to watch with the sugar. And especially depending on the person's goal, if they want to lose weight, that's when you have to watch more with the sugar. But if you want to do a muscle gain and a bulk, then you don't have to be as cautious with that, but you should take in terms of what's recommended.
So it's depend on person to person, like what kind of goal he has been and what kind of result he want to achieve. If he wants to gain, like be a muscular, then obviously he's going to cut down. If you want to lose fat, then you have to cut down. And if you want to bulk, then you have to add some sort of extra calories. So it will help them to bulk in that. So that's absolutely. And what ideal breakfast you recommend to those people who go to organization, those who are not involved into hardcore training, but they do live a normal, healthy lifestyle. So what ideal breakfast you recommend to them?
So I definitely recommend, I've been on Herbalife Nutrition for about a year now, and their shakes are very, very high in vitamins and protein. So whatever goal you have, whether it be muscle gain, just maintaining your overall health, or losing weight, you want to have protein, high protein diet. So a high protein diet. So you want to balance it out every 2 to 3 hours. You should be eating to boost your metabolism and to really balance that your whole body, how it works and everything like that. So definitely incorporating the shakes. What I do, I start my day with a shake in the morning and then at night, because it's going to help with your digestion. It's going to help maintain the vitamins you need. And then the protein as well. You're going to hit all of that. And it's just, I feel so much better on it, because before I tried so much other stuff and nothing made me feel as good as this. So I definitely recommend for people who are just, you know, if they don't work out or if they're just going day to day, that these really are beneficial.
Yeah, shakes, because it's easily digest. This is the best thing to have a quick meals and you can just start your day. It's absolutely. Yep. This is what I have been following for the last like 1.5 years. When I started, I was taking hardcore food, but it was taking a little bit time to just get the digestion process complete. and I feel like heavier. But this is something very good. Like, you just have it and you will feel light throughout the day and you will get all the important vitamins and all minerals. So this is absolutely incredible. And what are the compound exercises you recommend to newbies, like the beginners who want to start and step into this field of like workout, nutrition? So what are the compound exercises you recommend to them?
I definitely recommend doing squats are a great way to start off with the legs. That's definitely a compound exercise I have been incorporating since day one. I definitely start with something like a Smith machine for new beginners and then work your way up to a barbell squat. You can also do something called brace squats as well, which are great for beginners. I also like to incorporate deadlifts, which can be done for new beginners with dumbbells. You just do that and then you work your way up to barbell deadlifts as well. Pull-ups, push-ups are great. If you can't do them, you know, through body weight, you can use assisted. I definitely recommend bench press for the chest. Start out with a floor press for beginners and then again, work your way up to the barbell. And those are hits the back, the chest, legs. And then I also recommend doing some stuff for the triceps and the biceps as well. Chin-ups are a great way, tricep dips. So those are all the staple movements that are going to help the compound exercise for the full body.
Yeah. Because initial says you have to have the control over your entire muscles. And once you build that through the compound exercises, it's hit the entire body. So it's really great. So as you guys have heard that what Gradley say that this is the exercises which you have to do. For those of you watching this going to watch this podcast in the video on YouTube. So I will link all the exercises, whatever Gradley have mentioned, so you can easily refer to that. So with that said, I'm going to move to the next question. And this is one of the most amazing one. Most of the people ask this question in all the platforms. And just I want to have your point of view that what do you think? What do you think about the cheat meals? Because this is something this is very common. Whenever we handling our clients, whenever we talk with them, they say that you restrict our diets. So how often we can have the cheat meal? So what do you say on this?
Yeah, so I think it's definitely important to have a balance. And like before, like I was saying, it does vary from person to person, depending on what your goal is, but you should at least have one cheat meal per week. So just choose one day and have that one meal. Some people think that it's okay to have a cheat day, and that's splurging over the whole day and you're breaking the habits that you were trying to build. So just having that one meal is going to help with reduced cravings. It's going to help with the mental clarity and know that, okay, like I can have this and this will balance out my body and I won't have to feel like I'm restricting myself. And that prevents binging as well, because when you deprive your body for so long, it affects the mental clarity and your body as well. So you're going to in turn boost your metabolism by having one cheat meal per week. And like I said, it does vary from person to person, but typically that is what you should incorporate.
Yeah. Because ultimately you are following a particular diet for a specific time and if you're going to break that down automatically, your entire rhythm just breaks and it's going to create a negative impact. So it's better to just set it down and just follow your normal. And this is how you can follow it. And with that said that like yesterday we had celebrated International Yoga Day and Yoga Day and meditations. What do you think? Which one is more important and why meditation and why yoga we should do to keep ourselves healthy and active?
Yeah, so I started meditating only about 5 months consistently now. I've been doing that and I definitely see more of a focus and a clarity within my mind. Just having that silence and quiet time to really gather your focus for the day to start your day off right. Meditation is so important. And even as little as 5 minutes starting out you're going to see how much more productive you are. You're going to see how much focused you are. Your memory, your acuity is going to just increase with that. And yoga is definitely beneficial too, because it goes hand in hand, yoga and meditation. The yoga helps stretching the muscles, getting them prepped for the day, doing whatever it takes to just quiet the mind, relax, and reduce your stress and anxiety. That's what that's about. And I think it's so important to start your day off with that.
Yes, because in today's time, we have so much distractions, like the social media. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not able to focus our particular mind for a particular time. Like, we are doing something and we are thinking something else. So yoga and meditation brings that focus, so you can dedicatedly perform the tasks which you are involved in, actually.
Yes.
So it's very important. I always recommend you guys in the platform, in the community, that yoga meditation is very important. You have to just do 5 minutes. It doesn't mean that you have to spend hour or half an hour to do these two exercises or meditations. Just do it for 5 minutes. Have a quality meditation that will give you amazing things. Yes. And how important sleep is. Like, most of the people neglect that sleep. We recommend that whatever body, whatever muscles, whatever fat loss you do, that's all happen while you sleep. But most of the people think that this is all about working out. They're spending 2 to 3 hours in the gym. Then they are just getting, improving their body, reducing the fat. But the entire process happens while sleep. So what do you think about the sleep? How should a person should sleep? What is the strategy they follow for having a better sleep?
Yes, so sleep is definitely important, and it's not, you shouldn't sacrifice sleep. It definitely helps with recovery and helps with keeping focused as well. When you wake up and start your day and really go throughout your day, you need that sleep, and it's going to help with the mental focus, mental clarity. And I think that, you know, setting your intentions before you sleep, like, is going to, you're going to say, I'm going to wake up feeling energized, and you visualize something that you want for your next day, and you think about what you did good that day. You go to sleep, it happens in your subconscious mind, you're fueling these thoughts. And when you wake up, you're going to be feel energized because you said that the night before. When we go to bed stressed and we wake up stressed, we feel tired and stressed because that's how, in the state of what we went to bed in. So it's definitely important to be aware of what state you're going to bed in. And then just being aware that it affects your attitude. It affects your daily mood. If you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to be irritable. You're going to be projecting negativity onto others throughout your day. So it's definitely important. It enhances your mood, and it definitely helps you to just get a better feeling of for your day to come. So you're going to have a much more positive day if you have adequate sleep and if you set those intentions. And in addition, you're burning calories while you sleep too. So it's important to get those average of even 6 to 7 hours. And no matter how much sleep you get, just setting those intentions that you're going to feel amazing when you wake up is what's most important.
Yeah, it's absolutely, because sleep is one of the most important things. When you wake up, if you sleep well, you wake up with energy. Like, as you said, that the entire process will become very smooth throughout the day. So the one keynote you want to give to our audience before we end this podcast, the one keynote which is they have to focus, because most of the audience we have, they are between the age of 18 to 45. And most of them are upcoming nutritionists, upcoming fitness professionals, and half of them are into the corporate world. So what you recommend to them in terms of achieving their goal, in terms of keeping them healthy, active, and for those who want to see their career in the field of health and nutrition, what advice you want to give to them?
I definitely would give to them that to set your goals and set your intentions of what you want to become and who you want to be every day. What I do is I incorporate a morning routine that sets me off for my day. Like, I write my goals down. I write what I want to achieve, and whatever you set your mind to, you can achieve if you put in the action and you put in the work and you physically see your goal on a paper and you write it out every single day. It forces you to get in the motivation to take the actions you need to achieve that. And I definitely think that you should keep doing what you're doing. Don't let other opinions or anybody judge you or get in the way. Keep the focus on the positivity, the success, and the abundance. And it's going to come. It's all the success is going to come your way. And just fueling your mind daily with, you know, reading personal development books, listening to podcasts and positive outlets to fuel the mind, you're going to reprogram your mind to become more positive and to really think, wow, like, I can create my own reality, and whatever is in this world, I can have whatever I want to accomplish and achieve. I can have, it just takes time and it takes my effort and every day 100% working consistently, not giving up to achieve that.
Thank you so much. As you guys have heard that how Fredly has said that this is what you have to do. It's absolutely incredible and very easy. If you do focus on yourself, do what it takes regularly, nothing can stop you. You can achieve your goal no matter how big or small you have. Just focus on yourself. As you have seen that, how she's following her dream, the way she has came up, and just she's ready to inspire the world and helping other people to achieve their fitness goals. So this is something you have to decide what you want to do, what you want to achieve, and just step out of your home and just start following that. So thank you, Gradla, for coming to our podcast. I really appreciate you for giving us your time. I try my best to just share and take whatever knowledge she has with her to just share with you all. I will try again to come up with her, and I will invite her to share more experience about whatever she has been in this industry. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you once again.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.